Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you're in a relaxing space, you can make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breathing. There is no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself having landed on Fire and Ice Island. You will be on a tour today that is focused on the fire elements on this island. Know that you'll also have an opportunity to explore the ice elements on another tour at a different time. Next, as you're walking through the airport, you notice a large poster of a volcano that is on this island. The poster depicts a sense of fiery activity that is occurring within and around the volcano. Right beside the poster, you see a tour guide who is warmly smiling at you. She's been waiting for you, and her name is Lomi. While you're waiting for the pilot of the helicopter to arrive, Lomi offers you what the locals here refer to as a lava candy. It is a candy that looks like little black lava rocks. Lomi takes a package and opens it up and takes one and closes her mouth. This lava candy differs from a typical hard candy in that it creates a small popping reaction when it starts to dissolve in your mouth. You're invited to try the lava candy. Lomi finds that most people that have tried it say it helps them to feel more connected to the elements that are on this island, for some of these volcanic elements have the capacity to pop with energy and fiery reactions. As you experience the popping sensations in your mouth, you get seated and buckled into your seat on the helicopter. Once you are airborne, Lomi goes on to explain that together you will be exploring the volcano on the island from a safe distance. The big volcano has been throwing off some ashes for a couple of years now, and the volcano has recently become even more active. Lomi suggests that there are interesting things that we can all learn from the elements associated with volcanoes and their activity. And we will get some opportunities to make connections regarding how they can relate to some of our own human natures in ways that may be similar. Lomi shares some basic information about volcanoes. Most volcanoes have a volcano crater at the top. When a volcano is active, materials can come out of it. The materials can include things like lava, steam, some gas compounds, ash, and even some broken rock pieces. When there is enough pressure, the volcano can erupt. Lomi says to look directly to the right of the helicopter as the helicopter is coming up closer to the boundary of the safe viewing zone. Seeing the volcano even from this distance is amazing. You take a few moments now to take it all in. To make things come even more alive for you, Lomi gives you a round, clear sphere. This sphere fits into the palm of your two hands. As your hands connect with it, it activates into a hologram and it becomes a miniature version of the volcano. But the benefit is that you can view things occurring with the volcano very close up as it's right in front of you. Lomi invites you to imagine that we all have the potential to be like some of the natural occurring volcanic elements. There are different phases that a volcano can go through, like being in a dormant phase, or sometimes they are in a more active phase where they are releasing things like ashes or steam or getting ready to erupt. Lomi explains how a volcano can be activated out of dormancy. In your life, can you track back and see where you may have had a desire or a passion that lay dormant within you until it was activated? Can you remember what that thing was that triggered or served to activate something that was dormant within you? Is there something now that might be dormant within you, but is waiting for an activation to get it going in your life? These questions you can ponder and journal about if you would like, even after you leave this space. As you look out of the helicopter to the left, you can see the steam venting and coming out of the volcano. Then you look down at the hologram in your hands and see more of a close-up image of how the volcano steam looks now being released. Then a question appears in the hologram. The question is, do you have some good ways in your life currently that help you to blow off steam so that you can safely and effectively release and vent pressure when you feel it is building within you? What has worked for you previously in this regard? If you're looking for some new ways to vent or let off steam, you can ask some of your friends to see what works for them. And it might help to know that some people exercise, some people talk it out, and some people like to take time to connect and to be in some aspect of nature, for a few examples. As there's so many possibilities, even after you leave this place, to check out and perhaps experiment with. Next, you notice a visual comes up in Lomi's hologram, and she shows you one of the things that she uses to help diffuse her energy intentions when she feels like blowing off some steam and calming down. She shows you a three-dimensional image of an essential oil diffuser that actually has a shape that is similar to that of a volcano. These amazing diffusers only require some water and a few drops of your favorite blend of essential oil to turn your home or living space into more of a stress-relieving oasis. What she finds interesting is that when the diffuser is turned on, it looks like the steam that comes out of a volcano, but actually what comes out of the diffuser is a cool mist vapor that infuses the air in the room with scent. Lomi finds she often likes to meditate while she's looking at the vapor coming out of the diffuser, and she enjoys the scent and finds it calming, and she also likes the time spent meditating seems to diffuse and dilute some of the tensions that she was carrying until then. Next, Lomi explains that after a significant volcanic eruption, a crater is formed. Lomi invites you to explore a bit now of how this can play out symbolically in your own life. Lomi invites you to be curious about what comes up for you around your answers and just observe and see what bubbles up that is trying to help to inform you. Can you think of a time when someone you know had a heated reaction and things erupted and boiled over, so to speak, where there was a lot of intensity and hot, fiery emotions? Sometimes when people erupt over something and have a very strong reaction, we can feel, think, and react to what we've just witnessed in all kinds of ways. When someone erupts in front of you, what kinds of ways have you dealt with an eruption? What has been successful in dealing with certain eruptions in the past? Can you remember some of the things that you said, felt, or some of the actions that you took? There are so many ways for people to respond. Some people may cater to another person and try to smooth things over, for example. Some people may pull back and retreat in some way. And some people who are on the receiving end of the impact of an eruption may become like a crater and collapse a bit or a lot, depending on all kinds of factors. When you find that you have erupted, what are some of the things you typically do afterwards? What do you feel like after? And what are some of the things that you might say or think after? And then what do you do to regroup or calm down? As you look at the hologram before you, a message comes up and it reassures you that there are all kinds of ways to learn new strategies and tools to deal with other people's future eruptions and your own eruptions, if that's something that you're interested in cultivating more. Next, the helicopter lands in a field a very safe distance away from the volcano near the beach. Lomi takes you to an area that has been designated safe for tourists to visit and to explore the cold lava rock beds. In this designated area, people are allowed to touch the cold lava rock. And there you notice when you run your fingers over the black rock, you have some black residue that kind of looks and feels like black board chalk. Lomi invites you to take a piece of white paper that she is passing out to you and to write a message to yourself using the fingertips that have the black lava residue on them. As a suggestion, you may want to write about something that feels like it's over and done, something that is fully cooled off, and something that is now stone cold in some aspect of your life. Trust that you will know what is right for you to write in a message, and you can work on this even after you leave this space. You get back into the helicopter and take the short trip back to the airport. And before you go, Lomi gives you a gift that you can take back with you once you leave this space. You open up the card, and inside is a pop-up scene that has some of the elements that you explored today. And when your finger touches the dormant-looking volcano, you see a small vibration occur that activates it. This is to remind you that things can lie dormant within you too, like talents or creativity of some kind, as a few examples. Next, your finger touches the 3D pop-up image of a larger volcano, which causes a message to pop up that reads, "Hot steam." This is to remind you that it is worthwhile to have many different ways and methods to release pent-up steam and release it in healthy ways. And there is also value to capturing or harnessing some steam, so to speak, in order to keep us moving forward in our lives. A third touch on the volcano causes another message to appear, which reads, "Caution, hot molten lava." This is to remind you that sometimes people have strong emotional reactions and charges, and so do you. And there are ways in which to navigate them without feeling scorched or singed. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of other times in our lives where we erupt in ways that are joyful and express all kinds of things, like happiness, for example, when we erupt into laughter or erupt into applause or erupt into any kind of joyful appreciation, as a few examples. Next, you look into the crater and see the collapsed area. This also can apply to us as humans, where after heated exchange or outburst, you can find yourself reacting by pulling back or retreating or collapsing perhaps in some way. For example, collapsing emotionally or physically from the situation or the person. These are a few things that you can ponder. Note too that you can journal about some of these things even after you leave this space. And as you're getting ready to leave the exploration, you thank the elements and start to wave goodbye to Lomi. I invite you now to take a few moments to relax and rest, and know that you can come back here anytime. And while you are resting, I would like to share some other bits of information with you. If you're wanting to experience a tour focused on the ice aspects on this fire and ice island, there is a guided meditation and visualization available for you to listen to. Just look for the guided visualization titled Ice Island Ice Capades. So now take a few moments before you start to move and wiggle your toes or wiggle your fingers and start to prepare to come back into a seated position. And you'll know when that feels right to you. And once you're in a seated position, you can open your eyes and you can make time to write notes or journal if you would like. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.